The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Monday, 26 July, 2021. And let me see here. Let me. Oh, wait a minute. There's a call being placed.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That guy's bothering me again.
This guy
always calls me.
It's ringing again.
Yeah.
My.
You remember I told you? I turn my ringer off sometimes.
Hi, Steve. I'm not available at the present time, but leave your name, message, and number, and I'll return your call.
There you go.
The mailbox is full.
Oh! Oh, and the mailbox is full, so I can't even leave a message to a guy that's in communications that I'm trying to communicate with him before a program. I'm sorry.
Tom D got me fixed up, John. We're good.
The one thing he didn't fix is the other host of the show on Mondays being able to get a hold of the other co-host on that Monday show. I think his name is Gator. Oh, no, that's his nickname.
He goes by Gator.
How
you doing, John?
Oh, I don't know. Fair to middling, mostly good. We got summer weather now in Texas. Third week here into Texas. Mm. We're going to bump, maybe get to 100 tomorrow. Maybe.
Wow, that is hot.
Well.
It's a dry heat, though.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it's funny is that you get these, I look on my phone there, Google Weather. It's interesting. And it says it's 91 degrees where I live. But it feels like 101. And I don't know what kind of scientific gauge they use to say it's 91, but it feels like 101. How do you come up with that?
Well, they have this little table and humidity versus, and they take into account the wind and the ambient air temperature. That's, you don't set a thermometer out in the sun. You do that down here in Texas, you'll pop that red stuff right through the top of the thermometer. Yeah. Well, that's how they figure it out.
Okay.
Uh-oh, we got calls, and I didn't even ask for them. Michael?
Wow.
Is that an important call?
It's the president.
It's the president. Which one?
Occupier.
JoJo? Tell him I'll get back to him. Hey, look, the reason I was trying to get a hold of you, dear sir, is, and we cannot now find the bill. I'll have to go back through my emails. I sent this over yesterday, Sunday. Mm-hmm. To the weekend board up to have this posted up. It seems that Texas is the place you want to be, you know, so I guess that's why these people are moving out from Beverly to Texas. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Montana's having a real problem with the people that are leaving California and going to Montana. They're telling them as they come in, you're not in California anymore. Mm-hmm. Same thing I do down here in Texas. At any rate, Senator Bob Hall here in Texas is proposing a bill, and we'll get the bill number, won't we, Mike?
It's Senate Bill 1669.
Oh, so you got it, but they
didn't. I did.
Okay, 1669. Did you watch the video?
I did.
Interesting, wasn't it?
It actually is. I mentioned it last night. It's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel here for us. I think we got some things that are actually finally working for us in our favor right now with stopping the madness of forcing experimental gene therapy on you. I I'm feeling a little more energized, a little more enthusiastic might have a shot.
See,
shot
I at told this. You should have stopped and stayed in Texas. All right. Here's the clip, folks, and listen very carefully to the words this man is using. Now, down here in Texas, the Baptist Hospital up there in Dallas told people, you know, if you don't get the jab, we're going to fire you. Yeah. Okay. Well, here is what Bob Hall, and here is the cursory overview of what's in this bill. But I love the things that he brought up. Here it is. Let me get past this here, and 3, 2, 1, there we go.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. Members, there is a growing push for mandated vaccinations in the area of COVID-19. Some entities, such as healthcare facilities, long-term care facilities, and municipalities, are already requiring vaccinations as a condition of employment. My office has heard from multiple people around Texas who don't even work in healthcare, yet are still being required to get the COVID-19 vaccine as a term of their employment. Outside of the realm of employment, there is an increasing concern that individuals will struggle to continue functioning normally in a society as a whole. Senate Bill 1669 does two things to address this issue. It prohibits vaccine mandates, whether public or private, and prohibits all discrimination and right of access restrictions based on vaccination status or proof of immunity. In short, this bill will prevent any type of discrimination or segregation based on vaccine or immunity status and would prohibit forced vaccinations across the board. If you are an individual who has chosen not to take a particular vaccine or vaccines, this bill will help ensure that you can get or keep your job, your health or life insurance policies, your access to government and private services, and more. Members, this protection and deregulation of businesses is something we discuss often, and rightly so. It is not my goal with this bill to invade further upon private businesses. However, the chief responsibility and constitutional role of our government is to protect the rights of the individual. Employees can take off their helmets, masks, or uniforms at the end of the workday. They cannot remove a vaccine. It is not right to treat unvaccinated individuals as if they are sick individuals or as if the choice they have made is morally wrong. No one in our society should be hindered from participating in business, schools, or our government just because they have made a very personal decision for themselves or for their children not to receive a particular vaccine or vaccines. The mere fact that a person has not received a specific vaccine does not make them a threat to others' health and safety. In contracts, the vaccines they have elected not to have may very well be a threat to their own health and safety. It is no secret that the COVID-19 vaccines are not FDA approved. The governor himself recently said, and I quote, "Here is a reality everybody needs to understand. These vaccines have not been formally approved by the FDA. They have not been approved for emergency use operation, and that means no one can be required to take the vaccine." A little bit of history. In 2019, there were reported to the VARS 203 vaccine deaths. In 2018, 119, and 27, 85. Since December of 2020 through April 23rd of 2021, 4 months, there have been reported 3,362 deaths for COVID vaccine. That's roughly 30 people a day dying from this vaccine, or one of them. Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS, is estimated by most people who follow it as being less than 1% of what actually happens. Compare the COVID vaccine to the mandated vaccine for bacterial meningitis. One person died between the time of 2007 and 2015 for that vaccine. Folks, this is not about vaccines in general. In the 4 months of 2021, we've had more COVID-19 experimental vaccine deaths than all the vaccine deaths for the 15-year period between 1997 and 2013. Plus, almost 1,000 heart attacks and over 8,000 hospitalizations. In 1976, there were 45 million people were vaccinated for the swine flu. A mere 15 people died, and I don't say that lightly because any death is very regrettable. But the program was immediately halted because it was considered too risky. 53 deaths. And we've had approaching 4,000 with the COVID. Even vaccines that are FDA approved can still have significant side effects. The FDA's vaccine adverse reporting system contains 44,383 reports of Texans suffering from adverse events following vaccination. The federal government has also paid out more than $4.5 billion to vaccine victims through the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. The law passed in 1986, which created this compensation program, shields vaccine manufacturers and the medical personnel who administer the vaccines from liability. If a business requires you to take a vaccine, all the risk, physically and financially, is on you personally. The business has no responsibility if you have a mild adverse reaction, a lifelong disability, or even die. No one but you have to carry all the risk. The pharmaceutical companies and medical personnel have absolute and total immunity from anything that happens to you. You and your family will carry the entire burden, no matter what it might be, for as long as it may last. And members, I want to reemphasize that if we do not pass legislation to address this issue, then we are allowing mandates for vaccines that have injured people and for which medical personnel and manufacturers are not liable. It appears that the mandates are being level across the board without regard to the person's susceptibility or risk level, or whether they've had the COVID or not. Do you see any problem in people that have actually had the COVID getting the vaccine, or those
Excellent question. And so working in the ER, I'm now seeing more people come in who are having complications from the COVID shot. They're short of breath for 2 weeks after they received the shot 2 weeks before. They're having temporary neurologic episodes where their legs don't work and they fall flat on their face. They're having dizziness, shortness of breath, and lightheadedness, and feel like they're going to pass out. And so I'm seeing more, at this point, more complications from the shot in Lubbock, a college town, 18-year-olds coming in excellent health before the shot, coming in 4 days later with 4 days of symptoms, or a gentleman who's short of breath for 2 weeks, or the lady who falls flat on her face. And so it's, I am seeing complications afterwards. That's being reported. But in this last shift, I had no COVID patients come in 48 hours. So we're in a different state now.
Do people with natural immunity to COVID need a vaccine? And is there any increased risk of the natural immune system individuals having an adverse reaction to the vaccine?
Natural immunity is more robust than vaccine immunity. There's a study from the original SARS back in 2002. The people that survived that first SARS, they've looked at them 17 years later, and they showed a robust immunity still to SARS-CoV-1. 17 years later. Historically, we've always known that natural immunity tends to last a lifetime, i.e. the measles. Natural immunity will last a lifetime. So no, I don't believe there's any need to vaccinate someone who's already acquired natural immunity. And we need to remember natural immunity is more than just antibodies. You have T cells, natural killer cells. You've got the innate immune response. You've got a robust immune system, not just antibodies. And to the second part, you're reiterating that if you've already had COVID naturally, and some of these will be asymptomatic people, and some people won't have a positive antibody test because their T cells were strong enough, they didn't need to mount an antibody response. So you can't catch all these guys with an antibody screen. But if you've had natural immunity, over 50% of Texans have, then you're at a 2 to 3-fold increased risk of adverse reaction if you get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Can people do anything about their immune system?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking, Senator Hall. I transitioned from conventional family practice medicine to integrative medicine, integrating our God-given natural ability for the body to fix itself. And it's clear in the literature that if we steward this God-given design, through nutrition, proper nutrition, hydration, exercise, sunlight, most importantly, peace, not fear. Fear has overcome this nation. The spirit of fear that I don't submit to has overcome this nation, in my opinion. And if that's influencing policy decisions, I don't want to have to be subjected to those policies. So, yes, there's much that you can do to improve your immune system. And it sounds too simple, but it's true. Eat God food, not man food. Exercise, get some sunlight, move around a little bit, and most importantly, be at peace. Your immune system will do what it's designed to do.
You've now treated over 500 patients. What would you tell one today, somebody coming to see you, thinking about doing the vaccine? What would you tell them?
So I think based on some of the previous testimony, I agree that if they've already been sick with it, they should have a naturally acquired immunity that should be protective. And I would ask them to honestly wait a little longer and let some more safety data be collected before deciding if they haven't decided. And at the same time, I agree with one of the previous speakers.
Hesitancy.
That
it is the patient's choice. That's a cardinal sin.
If the patient wants the vaccine and they feel confident in it, I encourage them to read and make an informed decision and then proceed how they feel is best.
And you have worked with vaccines in the past. This is not an issue of vaccines in general. We're talking about COVID.
Yes, I'm not against vaccination. I think it should be each person's personal medical situation that's considered. We do that with every medical decision.
Well, were they asleep during the autism thing here?
Each person sitting in front of us every day, each decision we make.
So you'd say that the high number of incidents we've had of people being hospitalized and dying is significant enough that it would be considered a risk that you would at this time?
I think if someone asked me what to do, I would stratify everyone into a low risk or high risk group. Mm-hmm. I would not worry, honestly, too much about the low risk patients. I would offer them prevention if they so desired. And for the high risk, I would encourage them to choose some sort of preventative regimen. Although it is true that the numbers are dying off, even in my practice, I'm getting a lot less sick patients calling asking to be treated.
With your experience, you're talking about going back to 1999 or maybe before, has there been another vaccine that had the high incidence of serious hospitalizations and deaths that this vaccine is now showing?
Not to this extent, absolutely not.
Not even
autism didn't kill him.
Any
just
other
left
vaccine
him
would have been
a bowl of
mush.
Absolutely, it would have been pulled probably within the first few. Mm-hmm. Just right. As we've seen in the past, what was it?
And have you seen any other vaccine that was put out for the public that skipped the animal test?
Never before, especially for children.
And as I've read, they actually started the animal test, and because the animals were dying, they stopped the test.
Correct.
Folks, I think that's important to understand there, that what we're talking about is the American people are now the guinea pigs. This is the test program that's going on. They didn't do the human testing, and they stopped the animal test because the animals were dying. And then they turned it out for the public. And we are now looking at businesses that want to mandate that this experimental vaccine be given to people as a condition of their employment, and yet we have this death count that continues to rise and be totally ignored out there. So do you agree with what I was saying?
Absolutely.
Doctor? Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate you and your work.
Thank you, Senator Hall.
Well, Steve.
Yeah.
That's the biggest bombshell that's been dropped politically out of any legislative floor or house in this country. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering what kind of impact this is going to have. Now your governor down there, DeSantis, this guy made the proclamations, look, you don't have to wear these masks. You don't have to take the jabs. And that's good. What Texas is doing here, I think we got this open carry thing September 1st. In case they want to come to your house and jab you, you can stand out in your front yard and say, see, I'm armed. You try to shoot me, I'm going to shoot back. We'll be back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back. Steve, L.A. Just put their mask mandates back in.
Yep. Yep.
St. Louis has just put their mask mandates back in. And it's already, for anybody that has been doing their due diligence and homework on this subject, this mask crap is exactly that crap.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And
well, we were already warned about this, John. If you look back a little ways, we were warned and said another variant was coming, mm-hmm. more variants,
mm-hmm.
not singular but plural, more variants were coming, and they've arrived. If they even exist, I'm not even sure they even exist. To be honest with you, they could tell you a new variant, and you simply have the old one. But again, they're going back to the old, starting the mandates again on the masks and social distancing and everything else. They're completely destroying California. They're just not done. And Larry Elder may want to think it over again before throwing his hat in the ring on becoming the governor of California, because I think it's beyond return. I think it's destroyed. I think it's the back door's open. They're flooding the country still. They're tearing down everything. The financial aspect of the illegals on the cost of the economy. It's not good, and well, I wouldn't want the job. I wouldn't want the job.
No. I got you there, and I think Elder, and what happened with this is because of this special election, Newsom I think, what, over 2 million people signed a petition out there to excuse him from office. So this is a special election. He met all the requirements to be on the ballot.
Yep.
And then the Secretary of State in California went, oops, oh, no, 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 no. You can't do that. You're not eligible.
Oh, your taxes.
Yeah, your taxes. You have to. Yeah, yeah. Well, no, 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 no. A judge ruled on this thing and said, wait a minute, this is for standard elections. There is nothing in there on the special elections for that requirement, of which he did anyhow. He turned in his tax form, so there's no mystery there.
Yeah.
You know, same kind of crap when they started running out of steam on Trump. Oh, wait, we need to see his taxes. Yeah, okay. Well, no, well, look at it this way, Steve. Yeah, California is a mess. It's burning down as we speak. They've destroyed the economy. It's so bad that the loony lefties are leaving California because the loonies left it in such a condition. And I want to warn the Californians that are migrating to other states, keep your freaking politics out of it.
Agreed.
You know, I mean, don't be one of these aliens that come into this country and then want to set up shop and make a mirror of their own country operating inside the United States.
Yeah.
If you want to do that, just stay home. Reform your own government there rather than trying to reform ours here.
Yeah. You know, it's funny that nobody's ever asked me about that. I guess when you talk to me about it for 5 minutes, you'll find out I'm not a loony left. I'm not woke. I'm very conservative in my thoughts, my political views. So nobody's ever challenged me on that. But I do see that to be a problem, especially with New York coming down here. And I'll be happy to say that. If I meet somebody from New York, I'll say, you know, you're welcome, but please do not bring your liberal politics. I hope you're not a libtard.
Well, and
We don't want you.
You know, there's a couple different ways to eliminate that. And one being you dilute them by getting them into environments. And environments are important, folks. I don't know if anybody's really given this a lot of thought. You know, we talk about reform this and throw more money at education in the inner cities. Look how bad they are. That's because the people living in the inner cities don't want to take responsibilities for their own lives. They want to sit and whine and complain and call out racism and give me more money. And you know what? Those days are over. Nobody is buying this. The blacks in this country are not buying it any further, because some young, enterprising people came out and started to earnestly talk about the malaise and what's going on in the inner cities. Well, you know, take Chicago this weekend. How many people were shot there and how many people died? What was it, 12?
70 shot, 12 dead.
70 shot, 12 dead. And this is just not a weekend. This goes on every day in Chicago. The alien lesbian there, that I am not even sure she's a female, is probably the worst mayor. Everybody thought it was going to be Rahm Emanuel. I think Rahm Emanuel stuck his wetted finger in the wind to see which way the political winds were blowing. And he pretty much, with what he had done in the Obama administration, that was kind of his swan song. Yeah, I'm the mayor of Chicago, and now I'm out of here, never to be heard or seen from again. They've got a million replacements out there, folks, though there's another one of these guys that's waiting in the wings to take center stage. But the point being is that everybody is starting to see through this. The defunding of the police, not coming down on the radicals, not telling people to accept responsibility for their own lives. I mean, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. And Steve, the impression that the governments, both city and state, some of them are putting out there, is it's okay for you to be a criminal. It's all right, because we understand you're angry, because you have been oppressed.
Yeah, it's a license to steal.
Well, and to kill, for God's sakes.
Well, it's interesting. They also started up their gun buyback program, which is a joke.
Yeah.
What is it, $200 for a handgun?
Yeah.
$100 for a rifle.
Like a real criminal is going to go in and turn his handgun in, the handgun that he just shot somebody with 2 days beforehand. Yeah. Yeah, I'd be willing to do that.
Here's the one I used to kill the guy. You can have it.
Yeah, you can have it. Give me my $200. Yeah. What do you mean my bail's $20,000 for murder? We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, 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 Steve. Jeez. I guess the squeaky hinge does get the oil.
It does. Let me go back to that clip, John, real quick, if you don't mind. Senate Bill 1669 by Bob Hall. It seems to be an easy case to make before a judge. It really does, if a judge will hear this. If you understand the rule of law is holding somebody accountable. That's what law is, holding people accountable. Holding corporations accountable, product liability. This is a product, and you have the pharmaceuticals who do not want to be accountable, and your employer who wants you to take the jab does not want to be accountable. So, in the eyes of the law, there's no accountability. This goes against the rule of law. There must be somebody to be made accountable. It all falls on your shoulders, and this is not right. This is not the way it's supposed to be.
No, it certainly.
And to me, it's a simple situation of, okay, product liability.
Mm-hmm.
If you understand that attorneys, before they ever became politicians, before they ever became politicians, they were attorneys. And what did they do in their jobs, their careers? Were suing corporations, suing people for liability, for not being accountable for whatever. And so we have the Congress saying, well, okay, it's good, you know, and you have Harris saying it's a safe, effective. I still laugh at that. It's a safe, convenient, it's effective, 95% effective. But then down here and across the nation, I have people all over The vaccinated, the ones who got the shot, are coming in now. So what is that saying about this pseudo shot they call the preventive 95%? It means it doesn't work. Okay, so threefold. No accountability on both sides, and you're being forced to take something that doesn't work anyway. You're not taking into account for natural immunity, which Peter McCullough was talking about. There's nothing better than natural. This should be such an easy case to win,
yes,
John.
Yeah.
And that's what bothers me so much.
But Steve,
the CDC is pushing right now vaccines.gov.
But see,
don't bother going there.
Yeah.
Don't bother going there.
Yeah.
You know why? Because it's one voice. It's one voice. Their whole panel of experts are all on the same page. Now, when's the last time that ever happened? I gave an example last night, John. Do you remember the old commercial, the Crest commercial? 4 out of 5 dentists recommend Crest. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. 4 out of 5 recommend Crest for fighting cavities. What about number 5? Why doesn't number 5 go along with the other 4? Should we not talk to number 5 and find out why number 5 says no? Don't go with Crest. This is what we should be looking at with things when it comes to health and coming into our own bodies, of looking, finding other people, finding somebody who opposes, because it can't be all one-sided, that this thing is just the gold medal. It works. It's the greatest thing ever. There's got to be some opposition, somebody saying, no, I disagree.
No, there is.
I disagree.
Here's the problem. I was talking to an individual earlier today, and here's the problem. This is the way I explained it. You are not getting any countervailing opinions because they're not allowing it on the news.
Exactly.
And with people, I ran into a guy at Burger Barf the other day, and I didn't know he was masked up, sitting by himself. And I walked by and I looked at him and I said, "Why are you wearing a mask?" Well, when he spoke, I was talking to a foo-foo. Okay, that aside, he says, "Well, you know, I just want to be safe." And I said, "And you know you do know spatially where you are right now. You're in Texas. It's the middle of summer. It's over 90 outside. When was the last damn time you've heard of a flu season in Texas in the dead of summer?" Well, and the harder I pressed on him, the more agitated he got, but he was just entrenched in, "I don't know what else to do, so I'm going to wear the mask." And herein lies the problem. This mass vaccination would not have even had the result that it had there been the countervailing opinions, real adults. You know, you say 4 out of 5 dentists recommend Crest toothpaste. What does the fifth one have to say about it?
That's right.
Okay, same thing applies here.
Right,
but to the generally uneducated, I still watch MSLSD or even Fox News, which I caught them today, bringing this damn doctor in over the mask mandates. And, you know, how do we deal with this? Well, we just need to move past this COVID-19 so everybody get the damn vaccination. That's how we get past it.
Yeah, solution.
Yeah. And for Fox News, you sons of bitches. Excuse me?
So this person, John, you had interaction today. Was he was sitting down having coffee, but he had the mask on, put it on, off? What was he doing?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see him eating or drinking anything.
Okay. Because that's a question I like to ask people. I said, so you believe you're protecting yourself. So while you're eating, evidently COVID doesn't come. You're not worried about COVID coming while you're eating. It's just when you're not eating. I don't quite understand. I'm trying to use some logic here
on some of these
people, but I don't think they have logic.
But here's the problem. Yeah. The problem has been that it's what's been pumped into their heads. Oh, it's the CDC, and here's their recommendation. Oh, here's the World Health Organization that is in contact with all the health organizations of all the state governments around the world. When they looked around, everybody was wearing masks. Everybody on the news was telling them, "Oh, the COVID-19, it's killing people. You need to take a vaccination." They were looking at the CDC. They were hearing the World Health Organization. They were looking at governments around the world, and they were all cookie-cuttering the same damn thing. So there had to be something to this, right, Steve? That's the problem.
Well, let me give you some stats that I got today. I pulled off of Fox Noise. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. They're saying 163 million people, fearful sheeple, actually willfully had taken both vaccines. 163 million people. 49.1% of the population has been vaccinated. There are 47,455 new cases per day. I don't know how they can go that per day. It's got to change by day.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how they pulled that one out. And supposedly 253 deaths per day. And if you factor in the population, again, of 328 million people on this planet, these numbers, well, I don't believe they're actually true. But let's just say that 163 million people in this country did get the vaccinations, both one and two. Let's say that's true. Okay, it's been out for a while now. If you wanted it, it's free. You can get it. So the rest of us aren't going to take it. Okay, we're not going to take it. You can go knock on our doors, and we're going to say no thank you, or we're not going to answer our doors, one or the other. But so what's their next move? If we don't get other states to go along with what Texas is doing, Bob Hall's Senate Bill 1669, if we can't get 49 more states to go along with this, I got a friend in Indiana. He is worried, very worried. He's got a good job. Mm-hmm. He says, Steve, what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to play logic. And can you do logic on the superior above you? Can you show them logic of why this is dangerous, this is experimental? They don't want to listen.
That's because everybody's got a piper to pay, and whoever's over him is the one that's telling him. This is coming from the top down, and everybody is scared to death to move outside of it. Now, again, let me say this one more time. If people had all the available information, all the information to decide whether they wanted to take this experimental vaccine, I would hasten to say, Steve, that there'd be way less. And the numbers that you're giving me, what, 167 million?
63.
Okay, yeah, that's 60. About half the population in the United States, including, what, 40 million illegals? Okay. That's right around 50%, but I think they're bumping the numbers. The more accurate numbers I'm getting are centering right around 40%. And 60% of this country, for whatever reasons, have not taken the jab. Now, to me, that's a good thing. But now you're starting to see how these scurrilous little sons of buggers are doing what they're doing to get you to take that vaccine. They've tried lotteries. They've tried inducements. They have now they're down to out-and-out financial blackmail against you. Yeah. Okay. You're not going to be able to work unless you get vaccinated.
Right.
Enough of this crap. Enough.
Yeah, I had a nurse call in 2 weeks ago. She's out in Colorado, I think, and they're offering the nurses $1,500 bonus to take the jab.
Is that what your life's worth? $1,500?
I said to her, that's not going to go too far in an ICU, and you know that, right? She's not taking it. She's smart
yeah.
girl.
Yeah.
But this is crazy stuff. Experimental. I mean, what part don't you get? Experimental is experimental. You're part of the trial. If these people that are taking this because they think they're being protected, if I were to walk up to them and say I'm from a pharmaceutical and we have a experimental pill here and we believe it is the cure for cancer. We don't know for sure. We haven't trialed it, but we think it is the cure for cancer. Would you take it? Well, no, it hasn't been tested. Okay, so let's apply that same situation here with what you're taking right now. You're taking something that has not gone through trials any period of time. The animals all died, by the way. And you, for some reason, you believe in that one. And I don't quite understand what part of experimental don't you understand the word.
By the way, I wanted to let people know this. On our website, there is... Please sign and share this petition. What this is, stop vaccine passports.
Yeah.
And this is a petition to stop forced experimental vaccine. So far, they have 704,725. That number should be way more. Ladies and gentlemen, please take an active part. Please take an active part. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, take a look at the petition, sign it, and then pass this on to other people. Here's somebody that's doing something to actually stop these vaccine passports. And they got 700,000, which is a pretty good start. But I'd like to see this millions and millions of people sign this petition. Yeah. So, folks, just don't sit there and go, oh, yeah, well, that sounds pretty good, and then forget about it. Mm-hmm. Please, ladies and gentlemen, you're part of this battle, are you not?
That's right.
Are you not part of this battle? And we need each and every one of you. This
yeah, I signed it. I signed it as soon as I read it.
Yep.
I signed it right away.
And I did as well. And I did as well, because I'm going to support those that are trying to do the right thing. And I will talk about them, and I will give them exposure. Ladies and gentlemen, you may think it's insignificant, but it is not. Oh, well, I got bigger problems than just stopping them. Yeah, we all have bigger problems. You know, Steve, today I was sitting there, and I was looking at donations that people sent in, and people's checks, and I'm reading their name, and I'm reading their address, and I'm going, you know, I wonder who this person is. I wonder how they're doing. Have they had a good life so far? You know, did they have children? You know, who are these people? You know, what are their experiences? There is a multitude of people that I will never see, and I will never meet, and I will never hear from. But I consider all of you, whether I know you or not. This is not a personal thing. This is a drive to restore the republic. And we don't have to pull revolution. We don't have to do anything illegal. What we are doing is righteous in every aspect. And all we need is for you to accept that and move ahead as if we are the winners. The vote tally just hasn't been counted yet. By the way, speaking of which, and then I wanted to jump back, we kind of spent a long time in this COVID thing, but I also want to talk a little bit about the CDC and, well, the tests that they're quietly withdrawing the PCR test. Whoa, okay, thank you. Thank you very much. And so I want to talk a little bit about that. But, Steve, we're in a battle here. We are literally in a battle for our very lives now, for the future of our country. You've seen politically what's been going on out there. And it's none of it's any good. And there
I did hear some good news over the weekend. You know, I like Rand Paul. Ron Paul, he's a great guy. Rand Paul, it's not bad. He's actually... He's calling on the Department of Justice to do a criminal investigation of Dr. Anthony Fauci on the gain of function in the Wuhan laboratory, China, and holding him in contempt and lying to Congress, which he did when he said we did not do any gain of function. We've pulled plenty of videos out there when he's talking about it, and you have at least a dozen or more scientists that said, yeah, we were working on gain of function. That's what we do. So I kind of hope, John, I know our intelligence agencies all appear to be corrupt. I'm just hoping for a sliver of honesty that maybe we might have some justice and that there will be a criminal investigation of Anthony Fauci. And this will all stop. If you take him down, it all goes away because they've pinned all their hopes on this one guy. He's the expert. And if you can take this guy down, this thing crumbles.
Well, it's going... the only problem I have with this is that they're bound and determined. By the way, and I need to mention this as well, on our website, ladies and gentlemen, in their own words, the Great Reset. This is Klaus Schwab mm-hmm. and Thierry Mallaret that wrote this. And this is like tragedy and hope. This is like the blueprint meant to bore you to death unless you're one of their minions, and then it's mandatory that you sit down and read something like, you know, a mile long. But this is their own words. They're talking about the reset, and they're talking about this going into 2023 with this COVID-19 crap. They are doing their reset. Now, in response to what you just said, mm-hmm. what will they do when they realize they're losing at this time? And I'll tell you the answer, simple answer to that question. It's what should have happened with this economy in this country and all the economies around the world with a funny money system as their foundation. They all should have collapsed by now. Yeah. They've been spitting, chewing, gumming them together to keep them there. But when all else is lost, you think supply lines interruptions or powerhouse interruptions or maybe the threat of an EMP or whatever. No, they will simply pull the plug financially, let the whole damn system fall flat on its face. That's their ace card. And woe is us. We've been going along to get along with these clowns. I hate that. Kill that. Thank you. Let's take the break. Get rid of that out of that computer.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what this is. The Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out?
By the way, Steve, I don't know if you noticed on our website, but we have the actual screen captures of the night of the vote counting. And this was enough. Forget all these forensic audits. Forget all the guff that's been kicked up by the Democrats. Forget the activist judges out there that, well, they're, and the Supreme Court that wouldn't hear the case because they said they didn't have correct standing, which is full-on malarkey, because where did they get the standing for the chits and the chads with Mr. Climate Change and Mr. Bush? Where did they get that authority? I'm looking at this and I'm going, okay. Well, we have that on the website, folks. And again, this is a very neat, nifty little tool. Please use our endeavors over here to all of our advantage. You have email trees. Shoot this out. And again, let me remind you that if you're one of these people that will dump 50 emails on somebody in a day, they're probably not going to take you too seriously. I'm more selective with emails that I send out because, first of all, I know what I'm looking at and I know what I'm looking for. And more importantly, I have a good idea of what I want to stay away from. And I can do the smell test with these writers and journalists and whatever else by way of experience. Okay. But, folks, please, this is up to all of us. I want to keep impressing this upon people because, you know, this is not the time to languish. I'll get it out. Languish. This is not the time to sit and just twiddle your thumbs to see what's going to happen next. I can guarantee you this, what they have planned, ain't none of it good. So, I don't know, you want to be hammered even harder than you already been hammered? Speaking of which, I got to play this clip next hour. Steve, did you watch the sledgehammer to media lies?
No, I did not.
Okay, well, this former TV newscaster is running for governor of Arizona, so we will introduce you to her in the next hour and what she is doing. And this is Trump on steroids, because one of the platforms of her running for governor is y'all have been lied to repeatedly by the mainstream media. And I don't think she lets Fox out on this one either. So it's like, okay, it's time for us to take charge of our lives. Why are you depending on your opinion for somebody that's 2,000 miles away from you that's sitting there and they have an agenda? Why do you keep doing this? Here we're in Arizona. Here we have these problems. And we have to solve our problems in our own state. Kind of like what we're doing down here in Texas, piecemeal. Not as fast as I'd like to see it. But let me tell you something. I was talking to a friend of mine over the weekend, and they said, you know, I should have moved to Texas. And I said, yeah, down here, yeah, we're going to strap on. It starts September 1st. We're able to walk around brandishing weapons. What effect do you think that's going to have on somebody who comes knocking on your door? I'm going to mow my grass strapped, you know, just as a declaration of freedom. But down here, we're not putting a cart before the horse. First, allow the citizens to carry, strap on if necessary. And if somebody wants to come around and jab you and really, really mean it, well, you can say, I really mean you ain't going to do it back. But of course, I don't know, we might have somebody stupid enough to bring a syringe to a gunfight. I don't know, but it's possible. At any rate, hour two coming up, I understand we have a couple calls. We'll get to those first up. And then the balance of the program today on the National Intel Report on this 26th day of July.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.